You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship with Lisa Thurgate Marks. Lisa Thurgate Marks. Live from LisaThurgateMarks.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Seed, Divine Guidance and Spiritual Mediumship
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Great energy at the moment. We have Black Fang in the middle of the eclipse number one. It's about opportunity. It's about knowing your inner wisdom, listening to your soul, opening up the heart to your doorway. To your heart. The heart is your doorway. And when we open up, as this is energy, the feelings, they're coming through. They're coming hard and fast. And you'll notice even as I talk, it's like it's with urgency. But at the same time, it's actually stopping and feeling, what is it I need to create right now for my life moving forward? There, and it's hand on heart, really feeling, do I know what it is? Do I have to tweak it? Do I have to have one line, one page where I write down what it is I'm feeling? What is I need to let go? What is it that's coming up for me that continually makes me feel uneasy? And allow it to slide, just let it go. And that can be people, that can be work, how we earn our income, might need tweaking. We might need to let what people say to us slide rather than taking it to heart. It may be the fact of, okay, this is working great. Excellent. That's great. So what I want you to do with it is go with it. Go with the flow. If something's working, why tweak it? I understand sometimes that we listen to other people and we want to be like them, or what they're doing is wonderful. But really, this is about you. It's not about anyone else. So hand on heart, use this energy of the universe that we have right now to really critique who and what you are, what you want to become, where you're at in life, what you're doing, how you see things, how you perceive things, how you feel that you want to feel to create the peace within, to allow the soul seed to rise. And that's my soul seed divine guidance for this week. I do have a caller coming through. Lovely to hear from you. How are you feeling? Hello, how are you? Luna,
I'm doing well. How are you?
And what a beautiful name. And at the moment, have you been feeling the effects of the universe at the moment, being within this doorway of opportunity? Have you been feeling it? Have you been feeling more comfortable really with your choices?
I'm not really.
This is the time to, if you're not feeling comfortable with your choices, please tweak them. Today, what brings you onto the show?
To see like what you can pick up, like what's going to be happening, you know, in the next few months throughout the end of the year.
Yep, having a look for you. It doesn't give time, as we know, but I will look to see what's coming up for you. Interesting. Two lots of changes I got straight away for you. And one is around self-expression. I keep coming around my heart and I actually get a pull, and I'm actually getting a pull right in. I'm actually getting a pull to you, seriously, to stand back And I keep getting the word observe. So you need to be the watcher. You need to watch what's going on for you. And I, yeah, understand. So when things are happening for you, realize that you're going to actually be changing things up about, there's something about someone trying to empower you, because you're going to be, keep getting, there's a lot of change for you. You're going to need the empowerment, but also empower yourself. Interesting. Have you noticed already that things are changing up for you around people?
Not really. I haven't noticed that.
Yeah, well, keep an eye out for that, because I am getting change for you around people. Do you, are you working part-time at the moment? Because I see you working part-time, so not a 40-hour week. The rest is going to be great for you as well. Interesting.
No. When do you see, like full-time?
Full-time work?
Yeah,
I'm actually seeing part-time at present. I'm not seeing a full 40 hours for you. Are you finding it hard to cope with 40-hour, like, full-time work? Because I just keep feeling that you're not ready yet. I keep getting the word you're not ready yet. Interesting.
No, it's just that haven't been called in for 40 hours.
You haven't been? Well, they obviously feel that you're not ready yet, because I'm getting the word not ready yet. So it may be that you might need to look, and that where people could be dropping away, you may need to look for another job where you will get the 40 hours, because I'm getting part-time work for you. So maybe you could find another job to give yourself 2 part-time jobs. It would be more ideal to have the one.
I mean, it would just probably be better if I have just the one, because then that would turn around the schedule and make the days longer. So
yeah.
I mean, you said you don't pick up on timing. So
no.
For now,
I don't. For now, so unless they give me an actual verbal or the month. I just feel for now, as I look forward here, I'm getting the one, but I said you could get 2, but it would be ideal for you to have 1 40-hour week, 1 full-time. So it might be the time now for you to put it out there, either speak to your bosses and ask, because sometimes if you don't ask, they might think you're quite happy going the way you are, or to look to another job. It's about weighing these options up, because I did see things moving away from you, people moving away from you. You may need to look at a different. Do you work in industry? Because I got the word industry. So do you work
what do you mean by that?
Industry, like, I suppose to me, industry would be like a factory or a lot of people. I don't. You're not in an office, are you?
No.
Because I didn't see you in an office. I got the word. Spirit's giving me the word industry, and that's what that means to me, because you're not in an office. I got the word industry. What do you do?
I do, taking care of elderly.
Sorry, what is that?
Taking care of older people.
Oh, right, like a carer. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. The carers industry, like health industry. Hey, industry, yeah, that would.
No, industry. You were saying working in a factory, but no, not working.
No, because I'm trying to work. To me, industry. Yeah, to me, industry, because you asked what's industry to me, what I would feel. And that's what I got, because I got the word industry. It wasn't like you're a secretary or anything. So, yeah, I would be actually asking them to give you more hours again. At the moment, I'm not seeing it, so maybe it's time for you to look to another job or another provider to get more hours, because I did see people dropping away from you.
Well, I was looking for a change. I was looking for a change of job. So that, you know, that's why I wanted to ask, like, when do you see a new job coming through?
Have you been looking already?
Yes, I have.
Oh, good. So that might be when I'm seeing people dropping away from you, new people. Remember I said you have seen it happening straight away as soon as I read for you and you said no? Well, that's okay because it could still be happening because I saw people dropping away from you. So your work is still dropping away from you. You actually need to keep looking to be able to get the 40 hours, but I'm still seeing part-time work. So it's up to you to change that. Maybe you get 35 hours and that's all you need. I'm not sure. But to get the 40 hours, I'm still not seeing it. You need the clients, I suppose. Would you ever work in a factory?
No.
No. Okay, because I still get the word factory. Interesting. What
yeah,
would
I never
you
work
like
in a factory.
Do? But you're looking for a change.
Like office work. Probably like office work, but I never worked in a factory.
And I'm not actually seeing you doing office work at this point in time. That's interesting. If we change it and say, okay, it's not a factory, but it's something like that with a lot of people around you, what would you do in that instance?
I mean, like, I'd like to be honest with you. I mean, the way you're explaining it, I mean, like I said, I've been looking for office work. You said, you know, look, you don't see me working in an office, but you see me working around a lot of people, factory. I never applied for a factory. That's not in my job description.
Yeah, no, that's okay. So this is just what I'm seeing. And I'm not seeing you in an office because I've asked twice. Like, and I've looked and I've seen, I can't see you in an actual office. I don't know why, but if you want to do that, do you think maybe you might need to tweak your qualifications so that you can?
I do have the qualifications.
Sure.
I've done in the past that kind of work.
Yep. Yep, that's okay. Maybe still tweak it to get the exact job that you want, because at the moment I'm still not seeing it. Yes, you've got free will and you can do whatever you like, but I'm not seeing you in an office. Spirit was very clear on that. So when you're looking for a change, I would then say, okay, if I want to work in an office, maybe look at front of house in a factory. The factory is so strong. I know this sounds very left field, but sometimes when I say these things, you know, 9 times out of 10, people come back to me and go, actually, you were right. It was this, this, and this. It was so close. So don't dismiss looking for an office job or something in dispatch or something in a warehouse. I don't know, in a factory, because I am seeing that. And when you ask what am I seeing, that's what I'm seeing. So please have a look at it. Don't dismiss it. So if you sometimes look out some of the outside of the square, and with this doorway of opportunity, you can bring things in. You might be looking for office work, say in the health system, but Spirit's going, well, it's not in the health system. I hope that helps you, and I just wish you all the best that you get exactly what you're wanting, because you have beautiful energy, and to be a carer is beautiful, but it weighs heavily on you. So keep putting it out there, tweak your resume, but spread out wider. Don't dismiss a factory, please.